Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Yes, we see. The leader of the pack.
Well, hey there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm one of your hosts from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer, and my co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thanks for having me back every week, Susan. I really appreciate that. And I love that New York or New Jersey accent. It's kind of confusing. So hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We welcome your questions and comments, as always. You can email us at pettalk@live.com. We'd love to hear from you. Susan?
Well, today we are going to be talking allergies. Now, yes, if you've tried everything but your dog is still miserable with all the itching and the scratching and the licking at their paws and they're biting at their paws and the goobery eyes, well, today you're going to find out how to finally give your dog some relief with healthy goo. But first, we're going to talk to Neera Kolander. She is co-owner of Paws and Silk, and they're the first all-natural and all-season pet bedding and apparel product line. Their pet beds and coats will help your pet live a healthier life by providing a cleaner and more restful sleep, as well as helping to boost your pet's immune system. So welcome to the show, Neera.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
Thank you for joining us. I might have to get me one of those beds. Do
I
they
know,
come in
so
human size?
On top of everything else. Yeah, they do, actually.
All right. Well, Susan just mentioned many of the common allergy symptoms. So, Neera, how can Paws and Silk help that?
Paws and Silk is it's an all-natural bedding line for dogs. It's not only bedding, but it's also we have a coat line as well. So the dogs, first of all, it's a magnet for them. They have no problem wearing it, and they love to sleep in it. So it's absolutely fantastic. If the dog has allergies, you put it on him or her. It's a raincoat as well as just a regular coat. It allows the dogs to breathe. It allows the body to breathe. It's all natural. The air circulates. It never stifles the dog's body. The air is constantly circulating. The body is constantly circulating through and through. So it's never, the temperature is totally regulated. So if the dog has hot spots or allergies, it's wonderful. There's never any dust mites, mold, mildew. It's never stopping it. It's always constantly circulating. The body's temperature is constantly breathing. And that's, you know, when you have irritation, you never want it to have humidity, and that's part of the allergy. And then for the bed, it's a magnet for them. They're always lying on it. We've had so many testimonials. If you go to our website, it's unbelievable. It's lined with silk. It's cotton on the outside, and the bolsters are. They're foam, but the actual bolster is lined with silk, so the dog just loves to lie in it.
Wow. Sounds nice. Luxurious.
Extremely. It's just like adults. So you know how many adults I've had? I'm lying on it. They don't want to get off.
So what about stress? What are some of the signs of pet stress, and how do your products alleviate that?
Well, you have lip and nose licking. You have stress yawn. They pant a lot. Their ears go back. They avoid you. They shake a lot. They have low carriage of their tail. Their weight gets shifted from to the back of their legs. They're nervous. They get a lot of excess shedding, and they whine. They're slow to move. They're tense. They refuse to eat, unfortunately. Dogs don't sweat, unfortunately. So they sweat from their paws. So when you see them, especially on a hardwood floor and it's dark, you'll see the sweat on the hardwood floor. They're not as attentive to their owners. You see, like, their eyes become sad. You know, if you know your dog a lot, you see their eyes. They have that puppy dog eye look. There's tension around their eyes, and their pupils are dilated.
That sounds like most of the dogs that we work with, but how does that, your product, help with all, man, you said a lot right there.
I did, I know.
And we understand, because that's the kind of dogs we see every day. We
so
fix
sad,
every,
eh?
Well, no, because we can fix it in 2 hours.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's sad when you see these signs. Well, the inherent properties of silk is it's the breathability of it. So what happens is our product, it helps soothe. It's the side effects of our product. It soothes the, I hate to use the word animal, but that's what they are, because you feel so close to them. It helps soothe them. It helps calm them. So the silk lining, it's automatic. It just, uh-huh. It's so soothing. It's so comforting. When they lie in it, it just cools them automatically. The pet's overall demeanor just becomes more calm, more at ease. It just takes them down a million degrees calmer.
Susan, I think we ought to recommend this to our clients after we're done fixing their dogs. It can't hurt them, huh?
No, it actually could help because we get a lot of stressed dogs.
We did a show in Toronto, and it was very hot that day. It was called the show was called Wolfstock. And there were dogs going back and forth, and our couches, our pet couches, were sitting there in the middle of the street. We had so many dogs that were just magnets coming to the. They were just lying there. They plopped themselves down. They refused to get up. Literally. They would not get off the couches at all. The owners were just pulling them. We had so many buyers just because of that. It was like a testament. The heat, there were so many people, thousands and thousands of people, thousands of pets. And the dogs, you could see, they were absolutely stressed. This was a stress factor. One woman left her dog with us to go to the ATM. She didn't know us from Adam. She said, hold the leash. She left the dog with us and went to the ATM machine to get money so she can buy the product. And this was just, the dog was just so stressed. And so not only asthma, allergies, it just totally helps alleviate.
Quickly tell us, where can people purchase your product?
Right now it can be purchased online.
And that's pawsandsilk.com?
Pawsandsilk.com.
And that's
pawsandsilk.com.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Neera, for coming on the show. We're going to head to break, and we really appreciate you coming. We look forward to having you back on again.
I thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
What do you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And our next guest is going to talk goo. Healthy goo, that what? Is. Yeah. So we have Stephen Hauer with us to tell us how to combat those pesky allergy symptoms. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Well, Susan and Mark, it's a pleasure and a privilege to share the same communication to pet parents with you.
All right. Well, welcome, Stephen. We remember seeing healthy goo at the Super Zoo out in Vegas. People know about our trip out there. And let me start off with a two-part question. What the heck is healthy goo? And what's with the goo in healthy goo?
Well, you're not unusual with that question. Our medical director, Dr. Kristen Holm, is a veterinary dermatologist. There are only 200 of her specialty in the United States. But in the early development of our allergy product, Doggy Goo, she said that the best therapy drug supplement in the world is useless if the patient is not compliant. And in our case, our patient, our customer, is our canine friend. And the goo in Healthy Goo and our Doggy Goo and our other goo products is the best 100% natural peanut butter that money can buy for humans. And as we all know, our dogs just love peanut butter.
So goo awesome. is like a peanut butter.
We use goo and the peanut butter aspect of goo to carry the active ingredients into the dog, and they either perform their beneficial attributes through absorption in the mouth or digestion and then through the digestion tract.
Okay, so you said there's Dr. Kristen is a veterinary dermatologist and that there's about 200 in the U.S. What exactly is a veterinary dermatologist and why are they important to Healthy Goo?
Well, the best way to think of a veterinary dermatologist is first and foremost the basic core attributes of being a veterinarian. But the veterinary dermatologists go that extra mile, more than a mile actually, and they have a specialty in dermatology. Think of our veterinary dermatologists as the allergists for our dogs. And when you take a look at the top three health issues that plague our dog's health, which are hot spots, gunky ears, and skin trauma, all three relate to allergies, so you can see where our veterinary dermatologists play a major role in helping our dogs.
Awesome. Now, can healthy goo be mixed with other foods or treats?
That's a good question. The doggy goo benefits are achieved with every lick of goo. Small traces of the pollen, mites, and molds that you and I are allergic to and that our dogs are also allergic to are brought into the dog's mouth. The peanut butter holds the goo ingredients in the mouth where they're then absorbed through the very thin skin of the mouth into the blood, and this is how we slowly build tolerance within the dog's system to these allergy troublemakers. Now, many pet parents ask, can it be mixed with food? And as pet parents, we know that our dog's eating style with food is grab and gulp. And if you mix the goo in with the food with a grab and gulp format, you can see that the benefits of sublingual absorption in the mouth are not presented. And we tell pet parents just to make doggy goo a tasty treat all by itself with no water or food for about 5 minutes after.
All right. Do you avoid grains in dog foods? Is that a good start, good place to start? And then doggy goo on top of a good dog food, if you would?
Well, I tell you, that food issue, I'm an allergy guy for the most part, and from an allergy aspect, and you look at the classic signs of allergy in dogs, which are gunky ears, skin trauma, and skin issues, you find that 85% of our allergy dogs are allergic to the environmentals, with only 5% addressing or having a true food medically defined allergy. But that doesn't mean that foods are not troublemakers for our dogs. It's our opinion that foods that do present as troublemakers for our dogs are not per se the result of a true medically food allergy, but rather those foods are provocative because the dog's gut is out of balance or dominated by pathogenic bad bugs.
Interesting. So if I started my dog on healthy goo today, how soon can I expect to see improvement?
Well, we always start by reminding pet parents that allergy is a miswired immune system, same as in us humans, and that building tolerance takes time, can't be rushed. And it's not out of the question for a pet parent to require some kind of itch suppressant meds short term for a couple weeks to give the animal the quality of life it deserves while goo has a chance to become immune engaged. Certainly the goal is to slowly wean down those med levels as the symptoms abate and go totally goo in the long run. As a general feedback from pet parents, they tell us it's a month to get going with goo, a month, working month, to really break the back of goo, another month to really wrap it up, and which is also true with human allergies. Because allergy is never really cured but rather just suppressed, it is possible that that dog, once we've broken the back of allergies, will require what is called a maintenance dose to continually softly suppress the internal embers and keep them from being rekindled back into an allergy flame once again.
So how often is the maintenance?
It's a daily maintenance amount.
Okay.
And the amount is really a function of you and your dog and the observations. As we know, allergy seasons ebb and flow depending on where you are in the United States. And it's not out of the question for a pet parent to have the animal on maybe a teaspoon or two, depending on the dog's weight. And allergy symptoms have been, you know, controlled. But then here comes another allergy season, and the pet parent begins to see the animal begin those nasty allergy habits again, where they just increase the daily goo amount and knock them back down.
Okay, so you said to give them something to help, you know, give them some quality of life while the healthy goo takes effect. Are you talking about using an antihistamine or steroids?
Well, with that kind of guidance, we always, of course, defer to the DVM and the pet parent, who know the animal's health profile better than anyone else. It can be an over-the-counter, can be a DVM prescribed. It's really a function of what you and the DVM decide.
Okay. So that would be something they would discuss with their veterinarian. But I know that, you know, if you use antihistamine, just to give kind of people a guideline on that, it should be 1 milligram of antihistamine per 1 pound of dog is the acceptable amount. So make sure you're not giving them too much or too little, because you're really not helping them if you're doing that. But I know we're getting ready to go to break here, Stephen, and but we want you to stay on through the break, because we've got some other questions about allergies in general. since you're the allergy guy. And then also I wanted you to mention a couple of your other products also. So stick with us, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What do you mean when you say they came on the wrong side of town?
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hi. Oh, sorry.
And we're talking with Stephen Hauer from Healthy Goo. And, Stephen, so let's talk about allergies in general. Are there some breeds that are more susceptible to allergies than others?
Yes, that is true. I always start off by looking at our two-legged animals, namely us, and which are strongly, as goes mom and dad, go the infants. And allergy, again, is a progressive cumulative disease. And in humans, it starts actually in the womb and begins to manifest and kick up various disease states once the infant is born. With our dogs, it's more breed-driven. And if you ever want to see a breeder's face go ashen white, ask them if the litter has a history of allergies. And it's a little bit of an unfair question, to be honest with you, because try as you might producing the best pristine bloodlines, papers from here to the end of the block, there is really no way for a breeder to guarantee or actually assure the new pet parent that that litter could have a wild card allergy pup in there. So when you take a look at the canine allergy situation, again, it's very breed driven. And unfortunately or fortunately, at the top of the list is probably the most popular breed in America, and that's our retriever. And the retrievers do have their troubles with itchy. And then you move into the terriers, and you have your pugs, and you have your bullies, you have your chihuahuas. And kind of a strange aspect of allergies is the fact that for some reason dogs who are white have an extra trouble with itchy allergies.
I see a lot of white dogs that have the goobery eyes, the tear-stained eyes. So it's a white dog with brown eyes.
You're saying they have a conjunctivitis eye issue?
Yes. And I've always heard that's from allergies.
Exactly. It certainly is one of the byproducts of just that whole nasty allergy progression, yes.
What dogs have the most, not dogs, what geographical location do you see the most in?
Well, I would say when you really look at the allergy troublemakers that plague the canine population, sure, yes, you do have the pollen groups, trees, weeds, and grasses, which are, of course, geographically pertinent based on the United States. But with allergy, it's a combination of a baseline year-round allergy troublemaker source on which the seasonal pollen grass tree pollens reside. And those core year-round allergy troublemakers are tip-top on the list for our dogs are dust mites. And more, the DVMs and the allergy specialists in the canine world are coming to grips coming to the realization that molds are equally troublemakers for our dogs. And it's usually these year-round troublemakers on which the seasonals come that add up to a allergy exposure that trips the trigger towards symptoms.
Well, I remember people used to move to Arizona because their doctor in Michigan said they have allergies, and if you go there, they won't have allergies.
That is a, you know, I'll call it old school misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
I was involved with human allergies for 12 years, and many a times people in blogs would say, where can I live to get rid of, to help my allergies? And going back to, again, those year-round troublemakers of, in the case of humans, it's cockroach, dust mites, cat, and dog. And these allergy troublemakers, which are major troublemakers, are really omnipresent in today's society, regardless of where you live. So the best way and the best advice at the human level to fight allergies is to identify what is causing you allergy trouble and neutralize your immune system with allergy shots or allergy drops that are placed under the tongue.
Interesting. So when do allergy symptoms start to appear?
Well, a good question, Susan. Again, if you would think of allergy as a snowball that begins rolling down the hill at birth, gaining speed and mass as time moves on, you very often find that pet parents say, I've got an itchy dog. It was a seasonal thing, but now it's a year-round. And that's exactly speaking to the analogy of the snowball, whereby after about 12, 14 months with your typical animal that unfortunately may be plagued by allergies, you begin to see that snowball manifest with itching, biting, scratching, paw chewing, gunky ears at that 12, 14-month mark. And it can be a seasonal issue, but then as the allergy seasons move on and that snowball rolls bigger, it becomes a year-round issue. You also have a situation where a dog may be just fine in those early years, but as they move into their middle senior years, the immune system isn't quite as robust as it was in the early years, and that allergy presence that's been held in check by a healthy immune system up till that point isn't quite as robust again, and we begin to see allergies emerge in our senior varsity dogs as well. So it's a very interesting, unfortunate but interesting aspect of allergy.
Well, I know the immune system, if they have a compromised immune system, they are more susceptible to any disease. And I know you also have a product that helps with the immune system, which we're going to talk about next segment. But now, with the healthy goo, what specifically is in it that really does, I mean, you mentioned you actually put the dust mites and the weeds and stuff that are in that cause most of the allergies in there, but is there any like magical ingredient in there that really does the trick?
Well, if you look at the principles of vaccination and immunization, it does follow very strongly the very basic principles of homeotherapy. And that is let likes treat likes. And when you're a human and you have allergies, you'll either have a skin or a blood test to identify what you're allergic to. Then your allergist puts together pure traces of what you're allergic to at specific dosing levels, injected or absorbed through the mouth into your body. And what we're doing is we're taking advantage of the natural adaptive power of the immune system, which, if done correctly, can be leveraged toward tolerance. So with our Doggy Goo allergy product, not only do we have traces, as we said, of the major troublemakers that are plaguing your dog, but because allergy is tied to the immune system and because the gut is such an important component of the immune system to the point of even 70-80%, we also are very big on gut health, And as a result of that, doggy goo, in addition to the allergy ingredients, has pre- and probiotics in there to support gut health.
Awesome. Well, we're going to head to break again real quick, but stick with us, Stephen, because I know you've got two more products, and I want you to briefly tell us about those and then tell us where we can purchase it all. So we'll be back shortly after these messages.
What do you mean when you say they came on the wrong?
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And right now we're talking with Stephen Hauer from Healthy Goo, and we just had a commercial on one of the products that I wanted to quickly have you talk about. So that was great. Goo Gut is one of your products.
Exactly, and then, so, Susan. Yes, Goo Gut Rescue is our second product line following our Doggy Goo Allergy product. And the principal driver behind that formulation was the fact that we found after launching Doggy Goo for allergies that many of the dogs coming to us for Doggy Goo allergies had a history of course, itching to the point of open wounds, which became infected. Now, when you connect the dots to that scenario, you find that you have a dog who has been treated for this infection by antibiotics. But as we all know, antibiotics are a double-edged sword. Yes, they do kill the bad bugs they're supposed to, but they're also, too, a broad-spectrum troublemaker killer, if you will, of the beneficial flora in the dog's gut. Now, because the gut is such an integral part and such a major 75% of the immune system in the animal as well as in us, we found that despite the fact that doggy goo does a great job building tolerance to these allergy, that if the dog's gut has been dominated by bad bugs, and the bad bugs essentially take over gut dominance because the antibiotics have virtually sterilized that animal's gut. And unless you aggressively repopulate that animal's gut with probiotics and feed them with prebiotics, the animal's gut will become dominated by bad bugs, and this not only compromises daily food absorption breakdown, but over time begins to actually erode the integrity of the gut itself. So So we very often, in cases where animals come to us for itchy allergies and have had a history of antibiotics to fight infection caused by open wounds, et cetera, that we often suggest combining doggy goo with Goo Gut Rescue, at least initially, to really take back or rescue the dog's gut from pathogenic bad bug dominance. Then once that's been done, then the pre- and probiotic levels of doggy goo should be able to keep that dog's health where it should be.
Awesome. Now briefly tell us about silver goo.
Well, yes, silver goo is
like
a product of ours because we recognize very strongly that our dogs are living longer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're living better lives. It's the old quantity versus quality kind of scenario, and which is true with us humans because our four-legged buddies mirror us and we do them. As we all move into our senior varsity years, our bodies do continue to make the adequate amount of fuel, for lack of a better term, to support the structural and functional aspects of the body, but it doesn't produce that amount of fuel to a level to keep it at, if you will, those earlier days. And as a result of that, we put together a broad-spectrum ultra-premium supplement that addresses many, many aspects of our senior dog and move them from a senior dog to a senior varsity dog. And we, in essence, supplement now with many, many aspects of supplement specifics that the body can no longer make.
Awesome. Now, where can we purchase your product, Stephen?
Right now, Healthy Goo is available through our corporate website, healthygoo.com. And, of course, we have individual product sites for our Doggy Goo, Goo Gut Rescue, and Goo Silver. And as we do add future Goo products, we'll be following that same format.
This is great. I know. I talked to you yesterday, and I'm going to be ordering mine today. I can't wait to see how it works. We'll be keeping in touch because I know you want me to check in at 6 weeks and compare notes and see where we're at.
Our mantra, Susan and Mark, is that I'm just a guy who's pretty excited and proud, frankly, of the goo contribution to our animals' health. But that doesn't mean much for anything. Certainly the first place to go is to visit the testimonial page of our Doggy Goo website. But after that, I'd like to think that those testimonials will move pet parents toward giving goo a try. And we always end every conversation with future goo pet parents with this statement: let goo speak for itself through your animal's improved health to you, then tell us and other pet parents about it. So I'm hoping that you and other pet parents who have itchy allergy pets and have tried all the over-the-counter, all the DVM options available, to give goo a try and let goo speak for itself.
And we are going to.
We are absolutely going to. And we really appreciate you coming on today, Stephen. Very excited about your product and about trying it. So we will keep in touch, and thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Totally my pleasure. Both you and Mark are, you guys know our animals from nose to tip of the tail.
Yep. Well, thank you, Stephen. And one more time, that website?
Yes. People are more than welcome to visit our healthygoo.com or our doggygoo.com, our googutrescue.com, or our goosilver.com. We are goo.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephen.
Okay, so, Mark, let's try to squeeze in a couple of dogs in the news stories here real quick.
All right. When news breaks, we fix it. Susan?
Well, let's see what I've got. It looks like after decades of criticism from the animal welfare community, the USDA is finally closing the loophole with a new rule. The new rule is going to require that breeders who own more than four breeding female dogs and who sell puppies to the public sight unseen, they are going to have to be licensed and inspected by the USDA. Now, of course, some breeders will continue to, you know, abuse animals and evade scrutiny as long as they can. But this federal new law or rule represents a significant step in the right direction because for the first time, these inspectors are going to have authority to go behind doors that they've never been able to go behind. And thousands of breeding dogs who have lived their entire lives inside puppy mills are going to be seen by regulators, and so the truth is going to be out.
I wholeheartedly agree with all that. Go for it. I say knock down their doors.
Well, you've got one. Can you do it in a minute?
Yeah.
You've got the 1 minute.
The number one complaint people have, they did a survey, all these activities they want to do with their dogs, that's always going on. There's always something with dogs going on. But these dog owners didn't really have a way to keep their dog secure from running off or anything like that. Now they've come out with the dog ring. What it is, it's like a hula hoop, and you put it around a tree and secure it, and then the dog is able to – there's a special patented clip that goes 360 degrees so your dog can make circles until you're done at the water park or whatever. I'm just saying. It's lightweight, portable, and very strong.
Cool. Well, we are going to head to break real quick, and when we come back, we have some very interesting article that was put out by the Journal of American Veterinary Medical Association. So we'll be right back after these messages.
What do you mean when you say they came on the wrong side of town?
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
All right, and we are back.
You know what I hate?
What?
Real quick, you ever poured a salt into a wound? Doesn't that hurt? All right, never mind. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
So we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark, and we were going through a few dogs in the news stories, and there's one that came out that I really wanted to talk about on the show. The Journal of American Veterinary Medical Association, AVMA, conducted a 20-year study on the most dangerous dog breeds. And they've given us a list of the top 10 most dangerous dog breeds based on the amount of fatalities they have caused. Now, a year ago, I just want to point this out. A year ago, there was an article that came out that listed the top, like top three or top five. I don't know what it was, but the top aggressive dog breeds. The difference between that one and this one is, again, this is based on this is the top 10 most dangerous based on fatalities. So I would assume that aggressive breeds, when they did that study, it was based on the incidence of biting and not necessarily fatalities. So here we go. Based on fatalities, number 10, we're going to start at the bottom. Number 10 is the Saint Bernard. Wow.
Wow.
I always thought they were gentle giants. There's only 7 fatalities, so it's not like the breed is terribly dangerous. But the real reason for their danger is their size. They're actually pretty lovable and affectionate dogs.
Yeah, I did some further studies on that and found out that no, I didn't. I'm kidding. I'm just saying, what can a Saint Bernard do except drool on your floor? What, somebody slip in the drool and knock their head against something?
Well, they can knock you down, or, you know, they could, if you have toddlers in the house, it could be, you know, somebody could get hurt. But let's move to number 9. Number 9 is another big dog, also with 7 fatalities. So again, it's not terribly dangerous, but the Great Dane came in at number 9. And because of its sheer size, there are some big dogs, so they can be troublesome.
I had one of those bite me on the face. He didn't even have to jump.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So number 8, moving up the list, Chow Chow. And it says, according to the study, the Chow Chow has been responsible for 8 fatalities. So not many more than the St. Bernard or Great Dane, but it does have an aggressive personality, especially around strangers and other pets.
I agree.
Number 7, the Doberman Pinscher, known to be one of the most aggressive breeds of dogs ever. The Dobie was one of the most recognizable dog breeds, as they were used exclusively as guard dogs. Dobermans accounted for 9 fatalities in the study. But most deaths were caused in defense of their owners.
Yeah, they were mostly used as guard dogs, but they were, you know, pets and everything else. And I'm just wondering if that study showed if any of these dogs were like police dogs or trained to be killers dogs. Because if they are, then they were just doing their job. But that
right,
goes back
or
to the owner.
Or if they were just standard house pets.
Right.
Became dangerous. So that's a good point. That would be interesting to know.
What's next?
Moving to number 6 is the Malamute. This breed was responsible for 12 fatalities and is another case of large dog causing unintended harm. Families with children need to be careful if they purchase a Malamute.
Why?
Number 5,
okay.
Wolf dog hybrid. This one is no surprise, as half of this dog is wolf. Even with proper crossbreeding, domestication, and training, wolf-dog hybrids maintain much of their prey drive of their wolf genetics, making them quite dangerous to keep as pets. I would imagine, based on our experience with wolf-dog hybrids, that there's a lot of that is it's not just prey drive, but possibly fear aggression. So That would bring us to number 4, the Husky. And they had a total of 15 fatalities linked to Huskies in the study. They're definitely known to be aggressive, but this has been linked actually to poor training and obedience issues, as Huskies rate as one of the most intelligent canines in the world. Wow. I didn't realize that about Huskies. So number 3 is the German Shepherd. Also, like the Dobie, their high intelligence and aggressiveness makes them sure picks as guard and police dogs. With 17 fatalities attributed to them, they are the 3rd most dangerous dog breed.
So here's what's happening there. We're not breeding, I'm saying we, humans are not breeding German Shepherds for their children, if you would, because there's so many German Shepherds discarded, if you would. That's why they become the guard and police dogs. So I'm still saying it. This is human caused.
I would venture to guess that a lot of it is because if we're breeding aggressive bloodline, I mean, why keep bringing that same bloodline?
Absolutely.
So number two, Rottweiler. Coming in at number two is the Rottweiler responsible. Listen to this. Okay, listen to this because we got a big jump here. German Shepherd had 17 fatalities.
Yeah.
Rottweiler, 39 fatalities in the study. Their temperament is usually passive and inattentive, but we are known but they're known to be prone to aggressive outbursts. So number
again,
two, Rottweiler.
I can guarantee you the best Rottweiler in the country isn't a killer. They're supposed to be breeding to better the breeds when they breed. They're out there. We hear about these other ones. Go ahead. What's number one? Number one.
Okay. Well, this may not come as a surprise to anybody. To anyone who
Yorkie.
Knows dogs, the
a Yorkie.
Yorkie. No, they're
oh.
no. The American Pit Bull Terrier is no surprise at number one on the list of deadliest dogs. In the study, the pit bull stood far ahead with 66 fatalities. And it's known for their extremely aggressive nature. Many states have, obviously, breed-specific legislation banning the breeding of pit bulls. Now, this is funny because we have pit bull we have a client that we're working with right now. We've done her initial consultation and a follow-up with her, and we were supposed to do a follow-up with her last night. And she called and said, oh, don't worry about it. The dogs are – and she sent me a picture of two of the dogs just laying next to each other taking a little nap.
What was their breeds?
Their breeds were number one and number two on the list, pit bull, Rottweiler, and they had two more. Number four on the list, Husky, and then an Airedale, which is not on the list. But so basically of the top five even, we had three of the top five – most dangerous dogs in the room, and these dogs are laying just cuddling next to each other. That she had been told that by two different trainers, actually. One trainer told her to rehome one of the dogs. Another trainer told her to rehome two of them. And so we were her, you know, choice number three. We come out, and now her dogs are just sweet as can be. So good job, bud.
Yeah, thank you. You too. So here's what – but the bottom line is, you know, these – yeah, they're number one and two, but because most of these dogs weren't from good breeders. They're
right.
They're, you know what I'm saying. There's so many backyard breeders, I call them. If you're not breeding to better the breed and produce the best dog in the world that's calm, you don't have to keep breeding in. We're going to talk more on these – breeds after a moment when we get back from this break.
Well, actually, that's all for this week. We just did our last segment.
See,
so it's time to go. Time flies. But anyway,
Bye.
That's all for this week. And thanks for joining us and have a great week.